You're listening to your public radio station, 91.3 KUAF. This is Ozarks at Large. Georgia O'Keeffe is known for her paintings of enormous flowers, landscapes, feminine forms and still lifes, and her work continues to influence the creations of modern-day artists. The themes that run through both the works of O'Keeffe and contemporary artists from around the country are being explored in a new exhibition at Crystal Ridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. The exhibit opens to the public tomorrow, but Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a media preview yesterday, and she has this report.
Nice. Yeah. It looks so good.
Ana Valdez is seeing her work hanging in Crystal Bridges for the first time. She's one of 20 contemporary artists whose work is on display in the museum's new exhibit, The Beyond, Georgia O'Keeffe and Contemporary Art.
That's amazing.
Sharona Eliasoff, a painter who splits her time between New York and Israel, was overwhelmed seeing her work hanging next to art from the mother of American modernism.
I tried to imagine it, but now it's actually happening. I'm a little bit shocked.
The new exhibition features 36 of O'Keeffe's works, in addition to pieces from contemporary artists, who curator of contemporary art Lauren Haynes says are really thinking through some of the same themes and ideas O'Keeffe became known for.
So really a look at how are contemporary artists thinking through ideas around landscape, the body, flowers, still life, abstraction, but also how are we thinking about O'Keeffe now? How are we looking at O'Keeffe in comparison to these artists, but how are we thinking about what she did and how, as the sort of, you know, the mother of American modernism, what she left for us to think about and her legacy that continues.
Haynes organized this exhibition with independent curator Chad Allegood, who says the show is sectioned by different themes. The first, perhaps unsurprisingly, focuses on flowers.
Georgia O'Keeffe, of course, famous for her outscale, oversized, magnified flowers, represented by Jimson Weed, but also by the yellow jonquils and petunias. For O'Keeffe, the flower was a response to the 1920s in New York where she was living, and a response to the machine age, a race to the top, the skyscrapers that were beginning to dominate the New York City skyline. She knew that she wanted to paint the flower, which was an organic, natural thing, but she wanted to paint it big so that, quote, it could not be ignored. And so for her, I mean, it was really a response to her time. And the artists that we've included in this section similarly use flowers as a response to the current environment.
A new piece made especially for this show is a 30-foot-tall floral mural by Detroit artist Louise Jones.
The flowers that are in that, it's a large-scale, enlarged, beautiful flowers. All of the flowers are from Northwest Arkansas. So she worked with a member of our horticultural staff, Cody George, to really find out what were flowers that were blooming on our grounds, what are around, and she made the site specifically. And for each venue that the exhibition will go to, she will work with the local museums to depict flowers in that area.
When the show closes in September, it will travel to the North Carolina Museum of Art and the New Britain Museum of American Art. As guests progress through the exhibition, they'll see paintings and sculptures that fall into the themes of finding the figure, the intangible thing, still lifes, and cities and deserts.
Georgia O'Keeffe, famous for painting these deer and ram skulls that she would collect on these walks in the New Mexico desert, and situating them within undefined spaces, as in this horse's skull with pink rose on display from LACMA, or this incredible painting from the faraway nearby, where the skull is situated in the landscape in a way that's quite jarring, in fact. The low horizon line and the focus on the antlers is almost a surreal quality. Now, close looking defines O'Keeffe's career in many ways, and we're very fortunate to have her sketchbooks, which are in the Crystal Bridges collection here in this case, that demonstrate that close looking. But that close looking also defines many of the contemporary artists that we visited for this show.
One of those artists is Ana Valdez, who has a few pieces hanging in this section, including a painting of a deer skull in a blue vase with a floral background. The artwork is hung on a bright pink wall with red and pastel pink flowers that she designed for the show.
I started doing more backgrounds with my paintings just because my paintings exist within a space that is so saturated that it works really well to have an image that flows in on top so they can exist in another space that is like my studio. And So just doing a drawing and then creating a wallpaper adds another extension of the painting.
Cynthia Danio also has several paintings that hang on three walls in the gallery. Her multi-panel piece, Light Atlas, consists of 360 paintings, one painted every 25 miles during a road trip around the country.
The first panel is over there and the last panel is over there, New York. And, I think a lot of the really classic American road stories and narratives, like Walker Evans and Robert Frank and Kerouac, Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie, they're also New York to New York, and it felt like, because the piece was a lot about that photographic tradition, that it made sense to follow that same logic.
The show wraps up with the very work the exhibition is named for, a 1972 painting titled The Beyond. Curator of contemporary art Lauren Haynes says this was one of the last unassisted oil paintings O'Keeffe created.
Near the end of her life, O'Keeffe began to lose her sight, and so her painting practice very much continued until she passed away, but she had a little bit more help than she had ever had before. But with this painting, and particularly all the paintings of that moment, O'Keeffe had started spending a lot more time traveling in planes. She went all across not only the United States, but the world, and that really changed her view, literally, in that she was asking us to think about, what am I looking at outside of the plane window? What are these horizons? What are these clouds? What are these formations? And really, she spent a lot of time painting and creating works exploring that idea.
The Beyond, Georgia O'Keeffe and Contemporary Art, is on view at Crystal Bridges tomorrow through September 3rd. Tickets to the exhibition are $10 or free for members and children 18 and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.